And so we have today with us Dan Maynard. Let's give him a warm welcome, please.
So we'll start. Can you hear me? Okay. We're going to start with our meditation. Take in a deep breath. And let it go. Feel the breath of God flowing through your soul. Know that this is how we awaken in the silence and the prayer. As we join together in this one space of love and truth, we feel each other's energy. We reflect it back and forth. We need each other for that love. See that love radiate from everyone in the room. See it and fill the room with light and love. Now take our consciousness and spread it out. From this point, we spread it out across the streets, through the city, to everyone that is requesting help and love. Love them all, completely and totally. Take that love and spread it out. Spread it out across the United States to all the healing and the joining of us as one. One people, all under love. Let's spread it out. See the world being comforted and light and love. Feel this love as it heals all the minds that are seeking help. As we heal the divisions that we think is there, but is not really there. We are one together. We are one light. We are the truth. We are the way to the awakening as we join together in this space. Amen. So my talk is, I feel the love of God within me now. It's the title of Lesson 189 in A Course in Miracles. And it is my personal favorite. I keep it tagged so I can read it. Feel the love of God within me now. I look around the room and I see each of you. And you are that reflection of that love. I get goosebumps from it. And that's what it means, is to feel the love of God within you now. When you feel that love of God, you are experiencing not only God, but you are experiencing who you are and who everyone is. Everyone you meet is a holy encounter. And the only way that we can help this world is through that love that we exchange with each other. I have a fun thing I do from time to time. You might try this. Myers is my favorite place to do it, but you can do it anywhere. You walk around the store and you look at all the people. Look at everyone. Just glance at them, you know, don't focus on anybody. But you look at them and you see them and you think, I love you. It's amazing the reactions. People will stop and they'll look. Like, what? And you just keep moving on. Keep spreading the love. And then I used to do that for quite a while. Now I've expanded it to the where I look at each person. And we all have this. You can look at someone and you know, you kind of have a feel for their personality. I mean, you don't really know them, but you kind of have an idea of what kind of person they are. I just see how cute they are. They're just loving, beautiful beings. They want to experience the love of God within them now. And by looking at them and thinking, I love you, you expand that love. And they don't even maybe know what happened, but they go home and they feel love. And they see someone else and they love them. And then it expands because it's a universal giving and receiving. That's how it works. That's what love is. I'm so grateful for the fact that we have Valentine's Day, which is celebration of love. And, you know, I want to just kind of clarify for a second about the type of love that we were talking about is not the normal love of the world. That's the love of God, which is complete and universal. Total, complete forgiveness. I've been doing this workshop with the Shack, and I've been looking at every little segment in this movie, and there was just nothing but love there. The main character is mad, and he went through something very devastating. It's the death of his child, and he's mad at God, and he keeps trying to heal it, and so they keep giving him opportunities to heal it. That's the way it is with us. We need to do that because we can feel that love right now that we feel in this room. But something's going to happen. So what you do is you just pull yourself back into that love. You feel it in yourself, and then you reflect it. And you see it in each person that you look at. You look at them in the eyes. And again, like I say, it's not words. It doesn't have to last a long time. It's just the looking at someone, that person that you're looking at is a reflection of the love that you are. That's namaste. The Christ in me greets the Christ in you. And the more we can break down that from those people that we have issues with, or people that we think have done us wrong, or people that have done things. This human race, we've done a lot of crazy, crazy things. We got to heal it. We're the beginning point right here in this moment right now. We are going to heal the world because we can't fail because of who we are. We are love. We are one with God. We are one with each other. There is no distance between us. You know, we talk about we're not separate, we're single. Well, it's kind of hard sometimes to think of that within the physical world, because I look and I see somebody's over there, over here, you know, so it's like, well, I see distance. How can I be one with Taylor? How can I do that? Well, it's because you don't do it here on the physical plane. You do it outside of the physical world, outside of space-time, because God is in eternity. Love is in eternity, like Linda was talking about. It's just, that's where we join. It's not physical. So then that makes it easier to understand that we are one. We are one in love. We are the light of the world. We bring light into the darkness. And we just have to keep remembering that that is our mission. That's our function. Your function is to see that light in everyone that you meet and love them. No matter what they're doing. No matter what. In the Shack, this guy's learns to love and send light to the man that killed his child. It's very clear that there's no justification for what happened. Not at all. That was a horrible thing. But beyond that point, is the love. It's very simple, but we want to make it complicated. Our minds take this world and we use all the craziness. It drives us crazy, doesn't it? You know, that's why we had to quit watching the news, because it will just make you mad. And so, because you can't think you can do anything about it. But yet you can. You can save the world. There's a song that we love. It's by Collective Soul. It says, in a moment, we could change. We could all wake up loving and laughing. In a moment, it could change. It's that close to us. It's right there. It's just beyond everything that you see and everything you feel. It's right there. And all you have to do is say, I am willing to see the love and the light in everyone I meet. And then guess what? It changes. Every person that you meet is a holy encounter truly. You were not accidentally coming into each other's paths. It's part of the divine healing plan. You meet someone because you're supposed to meet them. And when you think about that, when something's happening and maybe you're not comfortable with what's going on with that person that you're meeting, if you think about, well, okay, wait a minute, let me step back and how can I see peace in this? And this all happens. Our minds can move thoughts very fast. You can very quickly think about that. And you'll find that there is something there. And it may be outside space-time. It's not the actions that are happening here. Because these actions that happen here have nothing to do with eternity. That's how we can get back to home, to the one place where we are. It's what we're all seeking. We all want peace. We all want love. You know, I saw something a long time ago. It was CBS used to do where they would throw a dart at the map on the United States, and then they would go to wherever that town was, and they would flip open the phone book, and they would just close their eyes and point. And whoever they pointed at, they would go see them. They would do a story about them. It was a beautiful story. Every person that they encountered had a beautiful story, and they found that there was love in that person. So then they decided, well, let's do an expansion on this. So the guys are up in the space shuttle. No, they're in the space station. They were in space, okay? And they had this astronaut spin the world, floating, and then they would catch it and point their finger at it, and that's the country they would go to. And then they would go to that country, and they would just randomly find someone and talk to them and tell their story. See, they expanded it. The most amazing thing is that every one of those people, regardless of where they were or their situation, wanted love and wanted peace. That's what we all seek. That's where we begin to be one. That's feeling the love of God within you and within them. That's how we get to that point of healing. It's a simple thing, but we want to make it complicated. So I ask you all, let's just say it together. I feel the love of God within me now. Let's do it. I feel the love of God within me now. And you know what else goes with that? The way you can really truly feel the love of God within you now is another sentence in the, it's a lesson in the Course. It says, I loose the world from all I thought it was. Let's say that together. I loose the world from all I thought it was. When you do that, you open up the door. You open up the door to the love that is right there, right here waiting for you to just acknowledge it. You don't need to do anything. You don't have to read a book. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is acknowledge that the love is right there for you. A good friend of ours talks about, he says, you've got to keep the top end open. Just keep the top end open. Because when you open up your mind and your heart, it just flows down through you. It comes in beautifully. And it's like, I've got goosebumps because I'm feeling it right now. It just comes there. It's right there. All you have to do is open up your heart. Because when we're in fear, or when we're trying to figure out the world, we're not loosing the world from what we think it is. We're trying to figure it out. We think that's where our safety lies, is in trying to figure it out. Okay, if I get these things together, if I get all my ducks in a row, well, actually, now it's penguins in a row. You think, okay, then it'll be okay. It never happens, right? There's always something else that comes up. Stop trying to figure it out. Just open up your heart, open up the top end, and let yourself be guided. Because that is where it is. Where we actually awaken is in the silence, in the truth, when we're still and we just let it come into us. It's amazing the miracles that happen all around you, with everyone you encounter. You might find someone that's in severe pain, in mental pain, and all of a sudden you find yourself standing here talking to them. I had the top end open once. I'm going to tell you this story. I was in Frandor Shopping Center. This was in the summertime. And I was walking to go to Panera Bread. I was over here, and I walked, and I'm walking across. And there's a bus stop there with a little enclosure. And there was a guy sitting in this bus stop. And he was talking to himself. He was having a severe argument with himself. Loudly. So loudly that there was a bunch of people standing outside of the shelter waiting for the bus, but they didn't want to go in there. So I saw this, and I said, okay, and I just walked on. I hear, go talk to that guy. I'm like, I don't know how about that, you know, I'm going to go talk to this guy. So I tried to walk on. Spirit was very persistent. Said, no, you need to go talk to that guy. And the third time, go talk to that. I walked back. I stepped in cautiously because he was very almost violent, it looked like. He was having some severe pain over a relationship. He was feeling not loved. And I ended up spending 2 hours with him. His bus came and he said, oh no, I'm staying here, I'm talking to you. And we talked about it and we healed it together. And I told him, I said, you know who you are? I said, you're the Holy Son of God. And that was the point. And he just, oh. He started to shift. And then by the time we were finished, he felt the love of God in him. And I felt the love of God in me because it was an exchange. That's how it works. The Spirit or Holy Spirit will guide you if you got the top end open and you're willing to listen. You got to let the crazy world tone down. You got to let the Spirit come in. And then you can experience love. That's true love. That's the deep, unconditional, complete love that God gives. That's what love really is. It's complete. It's what you are. You are nothing else. What's really interesting is that later I was over at the pet shop getting some stuff. And the guy worked there. And he saw me and he was like, oh. You know, he was a little nervous and he saw me again. And I just went on because we had already done what we needed to do. And he was kind of relieved because I think he didn't want to talk about it at work. But, you know, that is such a healing moment in our life. So, you know, do that. I give you a little assignment. You know, try this. Go into a mall or the store or Myers or whatever and walk around and just look at every person. Don't spend a lot of time looking at them. Just you see them, they come into your vision, think I love you, and just keep moving. You'll be amazed. It is just such a beautiful thing that really helps you. And I'll tell you another story about the feeling the love of God and being open. So I'm getting ready for this workshop. I'm getting ready to talk tonight. And I had the book. I said, okay, well, I'll read the lesson so I know it, you know. And the more I read it, the more anxious I got. I said, well, okay, this isn't working, so I closed that. So I picked up something else, tried to read that. More anxiety. Finally, I said, I don't know. I need to do nothing. I'm just going to let it come in. So Carol was in the back getting ready, and she comes out, and I saw her coming, and I said, okay, Holy Spirit's sending me a message. She walked up, and she says, don't worry about what you're going to say. Just have an opening line and let it go. Look what just happened. I just love this. When you are in almost like a speaker cabinet for Spirit, you're the one. All you do is be the voice. Because when you encounter people, we have to encounter them through the body, through the physical form, because that's what we're all used to. If people just started hearing voices, they'd think they're crazy and they wouldn't listen, or they'd be fearful, or they'd run. But if it's a person standing in front of them, then they're going to listen. And so that's what it is just keeping the top end open. Always say, I feel the love of God in me, and you'll be good. When you're not feeling that way, all you have to do is say, I choose peace instead of this. I choose peace. Let's all say that. I choose peace instead of this. How does that feel? Does that feel good? Is that love? Do you see the love that we're talking about here? It's right there for us. It's just so close. I know I've said that a couple of times. We've got to keep reminding ourselves because the world will distract us. Boom, over here we go. You know, it's right now. It's right here. And it's always, always there. The only peace never changes. It's constant. It's always true. Love is always true. When you're not feeling it, it's because you changed your mind. So, I will end with, in a moment, we could all wake up loving and laughing. Namaste.